It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I'm your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This song is called Illuminate. It's a great worship song. It's by Elgin Johnson. Sit back and enjoy. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have my good friend, Jana Bell, joining me as co-host today. Thank you so much, Jana.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Carla.
Hey.
Hey, Niv.
Oh, goodness. Okay. It's going to be that kind of show, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Our show, Every Heart, Every Woman Radio, is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all of the great information about Love Ministries on their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. And we are welcoming, sisters. We haven't had sisters on the show before, have we?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this is a first, and this is, and it's been good, y'all. Let me tell you, y'all keep up because we're gonna.
I am super
talk about
excited.
A lot. Yes, so our guests are Amber Weaver and Jessica McInnes with Kingdom Strong. Welcome, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you,
y'all. So we've had a great conversation already. So now we're welcoming in. All of our listeners. So we really want you all just to give us your backstory, like what led to Kingdom Strong. I know both of you have such a strong testimony, and the Lord really, like we said before the show, the Lord really connects the dots in you all's lives to Kingdom Strong. So Amber, let's start with you. You have a testimony that kind of started 15 years ago.
Yes. 15 years ago, I was married, and actually my husband passed away due to suicide. Hmm. 1 week after his funeral, I found out that I was pregnant with our son.
Wow.
And so I had only been 2 weeks pregnant when he died. And so obviously that just led to trauma.
Yeah.
It led to just depression and a life of just questioning everything, including my faith, just really thinking and making agreements with things along the lines of, if I had been better, maybe God would not have let this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to do better and I need to perform more in my life so that God will stay pleased with me.
Yeah.
And it was really through lots of counseling and therapy that I developed a love for exercise. I remember sitting in a session one day and my therapist saying, I would really love it if you would go for a run. And it was because they knew all of those endorphins and all of those chemicals would begin to be released to my brain. And so I did. I started just walking at a track across from my mom's house and then started going to group fitness, became a trainer, became a health coach, started to see the link between exercise, nutrition, mental health, depression, as well as all health.
Yes.
And so what was interesting was this tragic moment led to not just me becoming healed physically, but also just a season of wrestling with the Lord and wrestling out my spirituality, and then watching God fully restore.
Yeah.
And so I remember no matter where I was at spiritually, I would still have open communication with God. I would still pray. I was very open with, this is how I'm feeling. I would journal. And then just watching him piece by piece put the puzzle back together of my life.
Yeah.
And then even going through the guilt that comes with that, you know, when I got remarried and when I ended up having a daughter, just, well, does this mean that I'm glad that that happened? How can I be happy now knowing that happened? And just beginning to truly experience God's goodness, to the point that 3 years ago, I actually had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And God started to one by one show me agreements that I had made to these lies that the enemy had told me. And I began to break agreement and began to fully receive just his power in my life. And it was incredible to watch just the transformation that happened. And 2 years ago, I was in my kitchen and I was just crying out to the Lord, asking him, what is it that you want me to do? What is the destiny that you have for me? And I just heard the words Kingdom Strong. And I wrote them down. I went to my computer. I looked up Kingdom Strong. I actually thought maybe this is a book I'm supposed to write. And then for 2 years, nothing. And then Jessica moved back to Texas, and she'll share her story. But it was through us just brainstorming and really seeking God on what he had for us that he revealed that together we had a call on our lives to help other people holistically transform for his kingdom. And I just believe we all have this kingdom assignment that's on our life. And I think we have a call to help the church be strong enough to live that out every day.
Yes. I the thing that you said about when you get into the presence of the Lord, and I talk about this all the time, that like even in my private time of worship, you know, I think the first thing that comes up is stuff out of my heart that needs to be removed. Like, you know, different nagging things that maybe I've complained about, or different things that I'm like, oh, that person got on my nerves yesterday about this. That stuff comes up first, you know, and the Lord is like, okay, get stop alliances with this stuff so that we can move into a time of like intimate worship. And I truly believe that when you get into that time of intimate worship, the Lord always names you. He's always like, this is who you actually are. Like that, those complaints and that other stuff that you thought bothered you yesterday, this is actually who you are. This is your assignment. So Is that
absolutely
kind of how this was?
Yes. And, you know, and it was through, obviously, that experience, people with even just great intentions who were trying to love on me, who I think their intent was so good. But the enemy would come in and twist that. And then through that, you know, there was always, well, if you had been this, if you had been this, you know, this is your fault, or you should have known, you should have, you know, all of those lies that just come in. And it really began to create a framework for who I thought God was. Like, I thought that he was upset with me or disappointed with me or that I wasn't in good standing with him. So many things, so many lies.
Yeah.
And I had just dear mentors in my life who actually came alongside me, and they taught me how to pray to ask God to reveal the exact moments where I had made agreements with those things.
Wow.
And then I was able to see it. And there was one specific time that a woman had just come up to me, and she was actually considering taking her own life. And she had heard my story, and she began to tell me hers. And she had gone into the basement of her home, and through just a supernatural experience, the Lord stopped her. And at that same moment, the enemy was there whispering to me, "Why did he not do that for you?" And so I began to think, God's not good, right?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But the goodness of the Lord is that he always has an appointed time for us to begin to be able to see the truth. Mm-hmm. And so I just really believe the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth, and that I cannot escape the grasp that he has on my life, you know?
Yeah.
And even if it takes years, he's so about the process.
Yeah.
And so we want to help other people begin to just, number one, know, like you said, who are they?
Mm-hmm.
What is their identity? To know that they're fully loved and that they are in good standing with the Lord. But he does oftentimes want to purify us and kind of get that stuff worked out.
Yeah, I
love that you said that you broke the agreements. Because like you said, that process, because there's so much purpose in the process, and the process of breaking the agreements. Because we don't, I don't think we realize that we get into these agreements, but we just think, okay, well, God, I'm praying and that's it. But no, God is like, no, take some action. Take some steps. Like, no, go back and say, no, no more. I'm not condemned. That's not God. That's not Christ.
So
I love that. I think that was freeing for me.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen. And I just, the identity part, I would love for you to talk more about that, but let's get to we got so much we want to talk about. Okay, so but let's get to you, Jessica. I mean, what is your testimony, and how did the Lord lead you into moving back here and Kingdom Strong?
Okay, so growing up, I just had some really painful and even traumatic experiences that, based on my perception of those experiences, led me to believe that I was unlovable and that I was bad. And I always thought I was bad. I didn't really have any reason to believe that. It just was this feeling that I had. And so I, just growing up, I was just really lost and looking for something, but I didn't know what it was. You know, went to college, did the thing. After college, I still had that feeling, and I had experiences, relationships that confirmed those thoughts of, like, you aren't lovable. See, they didn't stick around or whatever. And so, I don't know, I thought, like, maybe I could run away from my problems. And so I actually decided to move to Switzerland. It's a really weird and odd place, but I moved to Geneva after I graduated from college, and I lived there for 2 years. And the first year, I just kind of did what the Europeans did. Like, I just didn't deny myself of anything. And so I just traveled and did everything and anything. And after that year, I felt emptier than than when I started. But I wasn't really ready to go back home and, like, face the things that I actually intuitively knew I needed to face. So I stayed another year, and during that year is when I had an encounter with Jesus. I had a dream, and I knew that it was from God, and I knew that he was trying, like, that just, like, why would he speak to me, first of all? And so I just prayed. I didn't really know how to pray, even though, like, I grew up in the church, and I even went to a Christian college, but I didn't really understand it. And so I just kind of prayed this simple prayer, like, God, I know that was you. Could you, like, do that again? And so what began to happen was I started having tons of dreams, like, some nights, two, three dreams a night. And the Lord would just heal me in those dreams or show me things about my life. And I started to put the piece, the riddles and the symbols together. Jesus would come and, like, meet me in my sleep and sing over me. And I just was like, what is happening? And I was just living a really wild lifestyle. And so I was like, you know, Jesus, you're like becoming my best friend. You're becoming someone I never thought that I could have in my life.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like quit my friends, I quit my life, and I decided to move back home. And I was going to, you know, move back to Texas and just kind of like go from there. What happened was when I moved back home, when I was in Switzerland my last year, I was nannying for this family.
Okay.
They moved back to the States at the same time that I did.
Okay.
But they were from Minnesota.
Okay.
So I'm in Texas. They're in Minnesota. They call me and they're like, can you come up here for 2 months and like help us move in? She was about to have another baby. And so I was like, yeah, I don't really have much going on. So I moved to Minnesota. And almost every day that I'm there, the Lord just spoke to me, do not go home.
Wow.
And I was like, what? Like, okay. And so I ended up staying in Minnesota. I started seminary and met my husband in seminary. We like met and got married kind of all within a year.
Okay.
And then we, over the course of our marriage, we started two churches in Minnesota. Mm. And I would say that time in my life was just all about inner healing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, I had a breakdown. We were like veering into burnout and started going to counseling, and that just opened a can of worms for me. And again, I was already in this like inner healing process with the Lord, but it was just like, it became like, I felt like all the stuff that I'd shoved down just started to come up and I couldn't control it. And so I was actually like not really able to function most days. I would just wake up crying and I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I kept going to counseling. It got worse, and then it started to get better, and then I started to heal. And now I can say that was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I learned just how to not be afraid of my experiences. I learned how to not be afraid of pain. I learned how to even like embrace it, but learn how to process it.
Yeah.
And so a big thing that I'm excited about with Kingdom Strong is being a pastor and going through all of this stuff. I realize that people don't really know how to process their experiences that they have in life.
Right.
And typically what we do is we like, well, I didn't like that. And we just put it somewhere and we move on. But our body doesn't move on, you know? And so it comes out eventually in like a weird way. And so I'm just really excited to help people. Like, you can be so fit, you can eat all the right foods, but if you're not emotionally healthy, or even just spiritually healthy, then you're going to like self-sabotage in some way at some point. And so I just really want to put an emphasis, I guess, with the Kingdom Strong of just how important it is that we look inside of our hearts. We look around and ask ourselves, like, how am I doing? And so another tidbit, a fun thing, is my husband and I, we weren't able to get pregnant when we got married. And that was just a really obviously upsetting thing for me. But the weird thing was, like, ever since I was a little girl, I always knew I was going to adopt a baby. I knew I was going to adopt from Africa. I don't really know why. I thought that. But then when this all happened, it was upsetting, but at the same time, we had already had decided that we were going to pursue adoption. And so while we were married 3 years ago, we adopted our little girl, Faith, who's now three, from Uganda. And so that's just been like a huge part of my story of seeing how God redeemed her life and mine at the same time with the same story. And just seeing her... when we got her, she was scared and obviously had experienced significant trauma. And to just see the power of love and how that can, like, she just came alive. And that was a huge part of my story, too, of, like, God's love can really heal us and it can really make us come alive. If we just will have the courage to let it into those places that we, like, try to protect so much inside of us.
Yeah. I you know, the thing I love about your story is I think the season that I'm going through now about the Lord is teaching me and constantly saying to rest, you know, in His presence, like spend more downtime just in worship and allow Him, His presence to be, you know, with us and not be afraid of that. Like, I love that you said, you know, I mean, the Lord was like rejoicing over my life, over my life that I thought, this ain't good. You know, He's like, no, I'm rejoicing over you. I'm rejoicing because of you. I'm rejoicing with you. And then I think the second part of that is when we get up from that restful state with the Lord, just to like live joyfully. Like, that's a good excuse to like, okay, I'm going to enjoy this life. I'm going to rock this life. I'm going to have fun, you know, every single day. So I just love that. Yeah. I just love that. So can you tell us what was the process? How did you actually get to the point of adopting from Uganda?
So, even like, I guess from the beginning, when we first got engaged, he told me that there might be a chance that we might not have kids. And I was like, well, that's okay, because the Lord gives me kids and I want to adopt. So like, I'm good. So from the very beginning of our marriage, we pursued adoption.
Okay.
And it was just, at first we were like, I think we want to do domestic adoption and have an infant. We were in this program. We were waiting forever to just even like get into the program. By the time we were almost in the program, they were like, oh, we've changed the program on you. And I was like, I didn't like the changes.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh. And so then we pursued foster care, like foster to adopt. And during that time, I actually got pregnant. And so I was like, oh my goodness, this is a miracle from God. And then we lost the baby. And so then I had to like, what was that, you know, process that. So we call the, you know, the county. We're like, well, I think we want to do foster to adopt again. They're like, oh, well, we terminated your file. And so you would have to start over. So then we were like, oh my gosh. And so we had decided to try again with another program to adopt domestically. So in that time, I had actually traveled to Mozambique, and then my husband and I both went to Uganda right after that. So we were in this program. We're also in Uganda, and we meet this little boy. He's 5 years old, and he's HIV positive, and we hear his story, and we realize that the medication he's taking and the diet that he's on, he's not going to live very long. And so we just kind of looked at each other one night, and we're like, we're going to adopt him. So we pursue adopting him, and we're like pursuing this other adoption in the States, and that adoption actually got sabotaged by someone in the village. And I like had this fire in me. I was like determined. I was like, well, we're going to keep going. And I was like, I don't think I even want to adopt in the U.S. Like, I saw how these kids didn't even have like basic needs in the hospital. And they sent me this email. It was like this weird divine moment. They sent me this email. All these kids' pictures were on there. And I saw this little baby girl, and it's like I had seen her before. And I said, that's my daughter. And so I was like, I would like to adopt this baby, you know? And then it was like just like that. They were like, can you be here next week?
Oh, wow.
And it just happened.
Like, that never happens.
And she was 2.5 months old, which they said would never happen internationally, you know, because it usually takes so long. So I was like, can I have 2 weeks? and so we went over there, and they put her in my arms, and I like, didn't leave her. So I was in Uganda for 2.5 months trying to bring her home. And
Wow.
It was quite the process until it was the right time.
Right.
Kind of like what you were saying, Amber. The appointed time. It just happened.
It happens. When it's the Lord. I mean, we have so many friends who have adopted, and you're right. Just the story of God's redemption and His love and how it takes your life from all the way from the pits to the mountaintop, like in one swoop is.
I do want to say this because I thought this was really profound. I was holding my daughter, and I had this thought: how old would my baby have been had I gone like full term and had the baby. Mm-hmm. And the baby would have been 6 months old. And I looked down and I realized I'm holding a 6 month old baby.
Oh, wow.
And so it was just like the redemption story for me and for her.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, this is so beautiful. Yeah. Like, I couldn't create this.
Right, right. That's the Lord. Okay, y'all. So we're going to take a break and we got to come back and we're going to talk specifically about Kingdom Strong. And I think we're going to give you a we're going to give Jana some tips about being Kingdom Strong.
Let's see. I am ready.
You ready for it? Okay. We're coming back. We'll be right back in a minute.
To Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Well, welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I have my good friend Jana Bell with me co-hosting. Thank you, Jana.
Every heart, every woman.
Okay, sorry, y'all.
No, not sorry. It's amazing. This is what we do. This is real life.
Okay, and we are... We're having a wonderful conversation. Really, I'm telling y'all, we have too much fun in the breaks. It's hard for us to get our composure back here, but let's get our composure back. We are talking with sisters Amber Weaver and Jessica McInnes from Kingdom Strong.
Yes.
And ladies, thank you all for being so open and honest with your testimonies and bless the two of us. So I know that everyone else is blessed. But we would like to kind of draw a bridge here from these are the things that the Lord brought you through into a Kingdom Strong. And I'll let everyone know, Kingdom Strong is an online community focused on transformation from workouts to nutrition to dealing with your emotions and thoughts to growing yourself spiritually so that you can live free from the inside out. Kingdom Strong is about remembering who you are and remembering your true identity, knowing the call on your life and having the strength to live it out every single day. And I'm like, okay, sign me up.
Right. I am so there. I'm telling you, when Carla told me about this, I said, I am there. This is for me. I am excited. So
yes.
I am going to the website right now.
Yes.
And I'm signing up today.
So the website is IamKingdomStrong.com. Yes. And so tell us about when you go there, what are you going to find?
So when you go to our website, you're going to find information on fitness classes if you live local to Commerce, but also our inner circle, which is for anyone and everyone. I should say that it's for women.
Okay.
So it is a group for women, but you can live anywhere. And our inner circle is just a monthly membership where you'll be added to a Facebook page. And Jessica and I will be in that group and we'll be teaching nutrition and health teachings, emotional and spiritual teachings. We'll have a weekly live Q&A session where a person could ask anything and everything.
Yeah.
We're going to share workouts that we could, you know, people could do from home or they could do at the gym or anywhere. We'll share some what we call lifestyle favorites. So that could be the books that we're reading or, you know, something fun and silly like our favorite blush or favorite shoes. It doesn't matter. You know, just fun.
I am there. Okay.
But every day we're going to be encouraging, you know, in that page, all of our members. And we're also going to be challenging them to really transform.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a great space to maybe just change your mind about some things. Get a new framework going in your mind, renewing your mind. Maybe change your mind about yourself and the possibilities that you could step into in your life. And I just think one thing I've noticed is that we're just not very good at encouraging one another. Like, we see the good things in people, but we don't actually, like, say them.
It. Yeah.
And so to experience breakthrough, to, like, really get to the places that you want to get the – in your life to have your dreams manifest, you need cheerleaders in your life. And we know that a lot of people don't have that. And so we want to be that for people.
Yeah.
Yes. And we also have very strategic challenges mm-hmm. that we would suggest that you do or encourage you to do to really get you to push yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And
so, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to add this. But so when a person goes to our website and they decide to sign up, they get added to that page. And immediately we have a file section where they would get affirmations that are based on the Word of God.
Man.
And so there's a statement that a person could just sit with. And then the scripture, you know, where that's located, where God's truth is, where that's said. Because sometimes I think that's a big gap in our lives. We maybe think, oh, that was for them and that's not for me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we can have some double-mindedness mm-hmm. about some things. Mm-hmm. And so this is just really a way for us to every day renew our minds. We also have a visualization activity where we prayerfully ask the Lord to sanctify our imaginations and to show us our healthiest self and what that would look like, you know, to really be in this perfect union with Him. I think it's so individual for all of us because we have these unique calls on our life, but we know as our healthiest self, we're able to fully fulfill the work that He has for mm-hmm. us. And so that's another huge piece, like Jessica said, very strategic. It's not just us waking up in the morning thinking, what am I going to post today? It's very thought out. Our things that we're focused on in our intentions, you know, we're staying, like, for example, our first topic is identity, and we'll sit with that for a good month to maybe even 6 weeks so that, because it's multifaceted, there are so many pieces when we talk about identity. But once a week, the teachings will be posted. Either, you know, I'll do one on nutrition and health, and Jess will do one on the spiritual and emotional aspect. And people can just kind of take what they want and leave the rest, maybe for another time or another season. Mm-hmm. But we are excited to just watch people grow, and we want it to be a space where they can engage also and share how they're changing.
Yeah, and, you know, we're growing and we're mm-hmm. learning and changing as well. So we want to share our life with everyone else, mm-hmm. and we're a part of it too. It's, we haven't arrived. We're just a little further than we were yesterday.
Yeah, all of us are.
Great cheerleader. I love it. I feel like when you start cheering on other women, like she said, mm-hmm. you start to cheer on yourself.
Yes.
We don't have the cheerleaders, which means we don't know how to celebrate mm-hmm. ourselves.
Right.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
I love that.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So, and there are several ways that people, so they can connect with you on Facebook mm-hmm. or Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so explain that part to
us. So if a person just really wanted, like, the encouragement aspect or maybe some tips here and there, they could just follow us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. And obviously, we are posting our lives and we're posting things to encourage people on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say every single day, mm-hmm. but pretty much on a regular basis. And so someone could just follow us there, and that's totally free. Or they could decide, I want to dive in, and this is a time that I really want to start to transform holistically. And for us, that just means your body, your soul, and your spirit.
Yes.
And so, again, you may already have a workout routine. You may already be eating in a way that you feel your best. So maybe you just want the emotional and the spiritual aspect, or maybe, you know, you feel like you're already being fed in some other ways, but you would love to start working out, you mm-hmm. know? So again, people can just come in and they can take what they want and just leave the rest.
Yeah. But we, on the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show, we are fans of small group. Mm-hmm. So this is what this sounds like to me. Like, you're going to have a community. If you go to IamKingdomStrong.com and sign up for the monthly, become a part of the inner mm-hmm. circle, you are going to get a group mm-hmm. to do life with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
And you're going to start to know the people in the group. Because it's not just a page where we are producing information for you to take in. It's a page where you are engaging as well.
Yes.
Maybe you're taking a picture of how you spend your quiet time. Mm-hmm. We want to learn from the people in the group as much as they're learning from us. Maybe a person, you know, wants to make one simple change in their life to eliminate sodas. Maybe that's what they're celebrating. We want to be able to celebrate them mm-hmm. and say, like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so our big goal for even ourselves and how we want to keep ourselves accountable is we want to show up unapologetically as our true self,
yeah. mm-hmm.
to give other people permission to show up that way as well.
Amen.
And it starts in that safe space.
Yes.
And then it does begin to ripple out. Because mm-hmm. if I can feel safe in this place, I can really kind of gain some boldness
yeah.
to begin to live as my true self in other areas
yeah.
as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. And would you all talk about identity? Because I'm a fan that you get your true identity in that space, in that mm-hmm. worship space where the Lord, like you said, the Lord was like kingdom strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At that point, I don't know exactly what this is. I'm going to write this down mm-hmm. and I'm going to keep walking with the Lord until, I know exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm just a fan that ideas should be kingdom ideas. Like they
yes.
should come from the Lord. My
yes.
identity comes from the Lord. Yeah. So talk us through that.
Well, when you know who you are, you're just existing in your being
mm-hmm.
and you do things according to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of times we want to do things for the Lord, but we don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just do stuff. It's like dead works, you know?
Yeah.
And so, we have to get the elemental principles down first of like, you are deeply loved.
Yeah.
Do you feel that in your life?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Lord wants to prosper you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants to give you ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants to speak to you. Do you know how to hear from him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know his ways? Those sorts of things. And so I hope I'm answering your question
yes,
right.
You
but
are.
We really just want to challenge beliefs, systems that people have that don't match up to what God says about them.
Amen.
And a part of my journey has been going from unbelief into belief
mm-hmm.
and how did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was kind of an intuitive process, but what I found is that it's not very intuitive for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to help them with practical things of like, how do you rewire your mind?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do things when your emotions are saying one thing and this like truth over here is saying another?
Mm-hmm.
How do you work with that? And so, again, just really strategic things with the affirmations of just getting it into your subconscious,
yes.
actually, where
yes.
you actually start to believe the things that God says about you. And then you actually start to feel those things and have experiences based out of the framework that you've reworked and
yes.
have rebuilt.
Yeah.
And so we want to start there. And that's why we're starting with identity first, because when you know who you are, you just act accordingly.
Amen.
That's good.
And, you know, something that when you were talking, it makes me think about how, yes, we are sisters,
mm-hmm.
but we're so different
yeah.
in a lot of ways. And that was a huge prayer for us, was just that women would, you know, if they don't resonate with me, that they will with her
mm-hmm.
or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have found is a lot of times we've had life experiences. For me, you know, when I was in the midst of just this huge tragic event that had happened,
mm-hmm.
I had to shut some things down to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we do that, like you were saying, like even just pushing emotions down, we do that. And then we get to a place in our life where we almost don't know how to feel. Like, you are deeply loved. Sit with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, God's word is so multifaceted that we could sit with one verse.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could ever know the true depth of that one verse, it would change our entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like he's been teaching me in this season. And it's something that I want to help women understand. Like, it's okay if you don't feel it today,
mm-hmm.
but stay in that place. Keep going to him with that. Stay seated. Stay in the place of rest. Because it may just be right around the corner
right.
that
yeah.
God begins to take you from the unbelief to the belief, and that one thing could change everything in your whole life.
Amen. Yeah. That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I feel the Holy Spirit
yes.
on this.
I'm like, you shut it down. to go.
I mean, it's like she said, they're so different, but sit with these things.
Yes.
You're right. It's not going to always be based on how you feel, but it's what you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what she keeps saying is that change in your mind, which Romans 12.
Yes.
And all this transformation comes by renewing
your
mind.
Yes, yes.
And it's just waking up.
That's the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the word. That's the word.
That's the
word. It's not going to happen until you transform your mind.
Yeah.
Your body, your health, your spiritual. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen until you transform your mind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what it sounds like. That's what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
You're helping everyone.
We're really harping on that one.
That's
where it starts.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
So your logo. So we have a story about the logo. So the logo is an elephant.
Yes.
Elefante.
Who would want to be called an elephant? Yeah, Amber said, I would never want to be called an elephant, but as we've just learned a lot more about elephants, we want to be called an elephant.
Yeah.
So I actually had a dream with an elephant in it, and it was a really profound dream, but I didn't understand it. And so I was just praying about it, and I actually like went back into the dream another night, and it happened again. And so I knew this was profound, and Amber had seen this image of an elephant like throwing this multicolored powder up in the air. I don't know. It was very magical.
Mm-hmm.
And so elephants are just really unique creatures. They are very intelligent. Mm-hmm. They have great memories.
Mm-hmm.
They have very thick skin, but their skin is really sensitive. And they use that sensitivity to greet one another and to show affection. They're really compassionate animals. And so they travel in large herds.
Mm-hmm.
The males typically leave when they're like, I don't know, 12 to 15 years.
Yes.
And the women, they stick together.
Mm-hmm.
And,
For life.
Yeah. But here's like one of the most fascinating things about the elephant is, one, when they walk the land, you feel them. Mm-hmm. You know that they're there. They're massive animals, you know?
Yeah.
But they have the longest pregnancy, so it takes 2 years for them to give birth to their babies. But when they do finally give birth, like, it's like a 200-pound elephant.
Yeah.
And so we just thought this was, like, very symbolic in the fact that we just believe the Lord is raising up elephants in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we're called to be effortlessly powerful and strong, making an impact everywhere that our feet touch the ground. And we believe that we are to have thick skin and to be unoffendable, yet always keep our hearts sensitive to God and to one another. We believe we carry compassion and we carry strength. We believe that we are people that are better together. And we believe that we are supposed to birth weighty things in the earth, things that are straight out of heaven. Even if our promises take years to manifest, when they do come to pass, you will feel them and you will hear them resound.
There you go. This is so from the heart of God, y'all.
Yes.
This is so from the heart of God. And this has so many layers, and I can just tell that the Lord has just, I don't know, he's just giving y'all like this great plan. This is truly going to bless the kingdom of God.
Yes.
It makes me, I mean, it really makes me emotional because I think this is his goodness.
Yeah.
And it's not so that we can have this. It's I really believe it so we can help other people birth what they're supposed to birth into the earth.
Yes.
And it'll be just a huge ripple effect. I just think about how God spoke a word over our life before the foundations of the earth were even in place. And if we could ever just learn to only listen to that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to not worry about what the world is saying or what the enemy is saying or, you know, anything that's not him, we should just be dismissing. Yet we sometimes get so focused on comparing ourselves instead of completing the work that each of us have in us, you know? And that's what I'm excited about, is I just think he's setting into motion something that's going to change so many people's lives and so many different things. So many ministries, I pray, will be birthed out of this.
Yes.
You know, that other people will just be impacted, even if it's just for a season, but that they will take away what they need to go and to live out their destiny and to have the health and the strength to do that.
Amen. This is so good. So let's talk about fitness. Because in our break, and we have just maybe just like 5 minutes. But in our break, we talked about finding like the right fitness routine for you. And my good friend Jana.
What are you about to say?
Jana Denise Bell is, could I call your full name? I will since I know it. Jana Denise Bell. We've known each other since college.
A long time.
So she's like searching for, you know, what would be the right fitness routine for her. And I remember that you said that you don't like, Amber, you said you don't love the running.
Right.
But there's other things. But running is just one thing.
Right. Yeah. Yes. So the best exercise is the one you'll do. And a lot of times people think, I don't like to work out, but it's just because they maybe went to one type of exercise and mm-hmm. that became exercise for them.
Mm-hmm.
So keep searching, keep exploring different ways. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. And just remember that when we say words like exercise, people sort of envision 60-minute sweat fest workout has to be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people, park in the farthest spot at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Get in extra steps. Mm-hmm. Do lunges on the way to the mailbox.
Take the stairs.
Yeah. Take the stairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not about what. It's just that we truly were created to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And movement is so healing to our bodies. Being outside in God's creation is mm-hmm. healing to our bodies. And so, you know, whether it is a boot camp type workout or it's a stretching and meditation type workout or, you know, Zumba with your girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not about what you're doing. It's just find something that you love and get moving.
Yeah. And you said it's important for us to get to a place in our bodies where we feel good, like we feel healthy. Like we know this is a healthy weight because we feel healthy, not because the scale says, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, we've been kind of programmed magazines, television. Mm-hmm. I do think there's becoming like a little bit of a shift in that. But I know when I was growing up, it was models were bone thin.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to be skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I think women more and more want to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this image of what that's supposed to look like. And we've never been in a place where we've gotten still with the Lord and where we've truly asked him, what does health look like for me?
There we go.
Show me my healthiest self.
Mm. There we go.
And so, you know, again, it doesn't matter the size or the weight. It's how do you feel in your own skin?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you who I always think about is Queen Latifah. She has so much confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does.
Like that woman could wear anything mm-hmm. and be confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think about getting to a certain size or mm-hmm. a certain weight that doesn't give you confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That will never be enough if that's your end goal.
Yeah.
So it's how do we learn to love ourselves along the way?
Mm-hmm.
How do we learn to live from the place, not work to it?
Yeah.
Because if you were your healthiest self today, what would your life look like? What foods would you
mm-hmm.
eat?
Mm-hmm.
Would you exercise?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? Start to ask yourself those questions and then just begin to live as if you are already your healthiest self.
Yeah.
And you will become that.
Yeah. That is wonderful. So, okay. So, I mean, we could continue on talking, but I know we're out of time. Can you let us know? So on Facebook and Instagram, what's your handle so we can follow you?
So on both, it is kingdom.strong.
Okay. Kingdom.strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then the website is iamkingdomstrong.com.
Yes, iamkingdomstrong.com.
That is wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. I mean, this has been a great conversation, and the Lord is just, I don't know. So y'all going to have to come back.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, we'd love to.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Y'all going to have to come back. Yeah, that's exactly.
Yes.
New BFFs
yo, yo,
for sure.
Yo, yo, yo. Inside joke.
Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. I mean, we've had a great time today.
Yes.
So go to their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. All of our shows, everyone, if you've missed a show and you need to catch up, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
And you can find all the shows that you've missed, Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. And we will see you back next week. Mm-hmm.